So much to say. What are we talking about? I'm ready. The headphones are plugged in. The microphones clearly are working. I can hear myself. I'm Will. Your name is Unprepared, it would seem.
No, it's Marcus. I like how you did that. I mean, just that was good. But I caught on. But this is you are Will. I'm Marcus, and this is what?
This is my garage. The show is Head Above Hypocrisy.
Right.
In case somehow this is the first time you're listening.
Right.
You know what? If so, welcome. Mm-hmm. Welcome. We're glad to have you. I apologize in advance for whatever I may say or do in the next 15 to 25 minutes.
Right. Oh, I heard you guys are exclusively on Apple Radio or something? Or Apple
Podcast? If you have children or know someone with children and they need some unsolicited advice, I do have my dad's corner over at Apple Podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Exclusively, yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
They signed me. It's kind of a big deal.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, I like how, you know, that's you have good. Like your Apple. I've seen the Apple
in the morning. Like, we did no such thing.
Well, congratulations. I'm happy for the dad's corner getting picked up on that.
I hope they do sue me. I'll do better numbers either way.
Right. No, that would be awesome.
Either I really did get signed or didn't I get sued? Either way.
Well, infamy is always a great thing. Right?
It's all famous, right?
It's speaking
the same fame. It just means you're in fame, I thought. I thought it was the French term for famous.
I'm not sure. I don't speak French. But speaking of French, speaking of French, speaking of famous, have you heard about that 500-pound bear named The Tank? Hank The Tank. He's pretty famous.
There's a famous bear.
Yeah, he's been breaking into homes everywhere.
Is that like a Russian dig?
No.
Are you sure the bear's name not Boris? Don't they have bears over there?
It is not. Shout out to Ukraine.
Are you sure?
We stay with Ukraine, right?
We stay in America. What do you mean? We stay in the Ukraine,
but like we support Ukraine, right? The show.
Yeah, sure. I don't. What if we support whoever's listening? I don't think they get us in Russia. It's, you know. It's like the bad Korea, you know, with the.
Just drop your intro.
The bandwidth, the range, we don't. They control the internet, so, you know. And I don't think they support jump shots. At any rate, it's too cold. You can't play. I'm going to find out how many NBA players are in Russia. I'll be back. Right, there are no NBA players. Oh no, that's not true. Isn't the 7-foot dude in Dallas?
Kristaps Porzingis or whatever? I have no idea if he's Russian or not.
I think he might be.
He might be.
Okay, so they got one out of that whole
Hooper.
Frozen
tundra
pizza. Yeah.
Yeah.
Communism, right?
Yeah, they are communists, I believe, over there. So, I mean, all right, so I'll get to the bear story later, but...
The Russian bear?
No, he wasn't Russian.
Is it a dancing bear?
It is a bear.
Oh, is it a naughty bear? Because it's not that kind of show.
What kind of naughty bear is a naughty bear? Wait, what's a naughty bear?
Isn't that a term for like a fuzzy homosexual?
I think you're mixing a lot of things together. I mean, there's the group of fuzzies.
No, furries, right? Not the Furby people. I thought that like bears.
Homosexual
lumberjacks. Like if Paul Bunyan, you know, had a limp wrist.
I think we should stop. But yeah, no, I think that makes more sense.
The most respectful way. Like,
oh, no,
I don't care.
Of course, no,
if
no, no.
Paul
you're not
Bunyan
trying to
likes no, no, Joe I, Bunyan. That's right. None of my business, right? Like you do whatever you want. With the trees and the woods.
Right.
But I thought that that's what a bear was. Was a hairy,
I believe you're
gay person.
I believe you're correct.
With all due respect.
Right. No, I
really am trying to get canceled because I think that would improve my reach would expand.
Well, because everyone would be out to hate you, and with so much hate going on, they would
the thing about getting canceled is they're very thorough. Mm. So what they do is they listen and improve your numbers and then tell you how much they hate you and that you're wrong. And I just be at tune in next week to find out what I'm going to get wrong next. And, you know, meanwhile, my numbers are going up.
Right.
And they still work at Kinko's, which has been out of business for decades.
Poor Kinko's. No, I heard they're doing quite well with FedEx, actually. Anyways, back to my story.
I have no idea.
So before we get to Russia, I guess, since we're going to touch on that. No, it's not a Russian bear. It is
Or a dancing bear.
Or a dancing bear or any other.
Or a bear that likes other bears.
Right. It's not Todd. It's not any of those bears. But it is a bear in Lake Tahoe. It's been going ahead and it's a 500-pound bear. It's really huge.
Oh, it's a bear that likes white people. Ain't no black people in Tahoe.
Don't some people like vacation in Lake Tahoe?
Yeah, white people.
Not black people?
I mean, maybe three in order, you know.
Well, aren't they in danger?
For the,
what I'm is pretty it? Sure those
the
black
metrics
people,
in order
I'm pretty
to
sure
be,
they listen to Head Above Hypocrisy.
Well, if they did, they would hurry up and come back home because apparently there's bears out there and we don't do wild animals. We don't even like large dogs.
Well, this bear has been spotted over more than 100 times and it's broken into 28 homes. Count them, 28 homes looking for food.
Oh, well, if they want to catch it, they should say it's a man named Jamal wearing a hoodie with, no, I'm not going to say Skittles in his back pocket.
So, all right, that was the bear story. It's not
but exciting. You need to capture the bear. It's so easy to catch a bear.
For what?
So breaking it stops into homes. Breaking into people's houses?
Nah, why would you do that?
Why would you stop it from breaking into people's houses?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm asking the wrong question.
I feel like you are. It hasn't attacked anyone. It's just breaking into homes. People should like lock up their homes better, I think.
They did, and the bear broke it. Locks are designed to prevent human burglars from breaking and entering, not lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my. Well, look, it seems like they...
Yeah, we don't live in Oz.
Right. Well, it seems like because they live in Lake Tahoe, they should have, you know...
I'm trying to advocate for my 7 white listeners in Tahoe.
Well, they should
I don't want their jet skis and, you know, avocado toast getting ruined because nobody wants to catch Boris. If they would just report... Hank. What?
The bear's name's Hank. The tank.
All they got to do is call the police and report a suspicious minority. We won't even be specific. Right, we're gonna clean the joke up. A suspicious minority has been snooping around.
And then when they get there and they see the bear, what are they gonna do? Just run away, right? It's a huge bear.
Well, normally they just shoot when it's a minority. They find out what it is later.
Right. Gotta shoot the bear.
It's a teachable moment either way. Either they solve the bear problem or they stop shooting first and asking questions last, because that's just gonna get you mauled by a bear. It's a win-win.
Or a Molotov thrown at you. See that segue? So, Ukrainian people.
Bears can't throw Molotovs. They don't have thumbs.
Because you said Russians earlier. And Russian
bear.
Because
I thought the bear was Russian.
Well, now, but yeah. But
I didn't realize it was a Caucasian bear.
Well, yeah, but like now, because you said like following directions.
You take a bear from Tahoe to Russia, it will die immediately.
Well, I mean, not if it was like able to adapt to with the other bears.
Not if it was living in Tahoe.
Are we really having this discussion about bears?
I thought that was what you opened the show.
Yeah, about a bear that was attacking.
A bear story. Yeah, and then 5 minutes in, you're going to ask me if we're really going to talk about bears.
Well, I didn't mean
I don't know. Are we? You tell me, like Mr. Research Man.
It's your show. I'm sorry.
Right. And you said we were talking about bears, so I'm talking about bears. Why would you ask me if we're going to talk about bears if that's what you told me we're talking about?
Great question.
Do you not listen when you speak?
I mean,
that's my job.
Oh. All right, so brings me to my next topic. We'll circle back to the bear.
To the bear?
We
probably should just leave the bear Tahoe to entertain the white people, because clearly they're not upset about it.
They're just breaking in there.
They watch it break in, and then
they don't want it euthanized. They would just like for the bear. They would just like for the bear to stop breaking into stuff.
Poor Mike Vick. Anyway, I just, you know, I really wish that we valued human life the way we valued bear life.
I mean, it'd be nice.
I guess, you know, in my utopian dreams, that is the society I idealize for, one that values human life over bear life.
Right.
You know, when put up against it, not just, you know, right, we're not just going out there shooting bears for fun, but if they're breaking into our houses, because if it were a person,
right,
then we would shoot it. But because it's a bear,
I shoot the bear.
We just document how many times it breaks stuff. Like, I don't even understand. If you're not going to do anything about it, why keep count?
Because you want to charge the bear with breaking and entering? I don't know.
Yeah, Tahoe people. So what are they doing in Russia?
Russia is...
Russians would have... There wouldn't be a story.
Well, Russians are doing the same thing in bear form. They're invading a country that's not theirs. And...
oh, boy.
What? I'm not trying to get political, but the question...
That was just... I suppose that's a segue.
It is a segue. So the question
that I... By definition...
Thank you. The question I had for you is, you've heard of...
Russia? Yes. And apparently the Ukraine. I've heard of both of them.
You've heard of those two.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, no. Okay, so you've heard of I said it earlier during rehearsal, and I can't say their name now. The
Heckler and Koch?
The Russian, Ukrainian boxers?
The Ukrainian boxers.
Yeah.
Champion. Oh, the Klitschko brothers.
Thank you. Yes. So those two brothers are out there joining their people in Ukraine and fighting this war against Russia. No military training, just, you know, pick up arms and we're...
Cause yeah, it's not it, man. You can't... It's not going to be a boxing match for your freedom. They're not going to just...
Well, yeah, no, I got you.
Get their two biggest Russians and be like, all right, fight. And then as long as you don't die in the ring, we'll stop invading you. Like, what
wouldn't that be a great way to handle wars, though?
You can't even hold a gun with boxing gloves.
Right, no, I got you.
What are they doing?
They're out there...
And they're 100 years old with boxer brain damage.
They're fighting for their home.
They don't live there. You just said they flew back fight.
Yes. Well, I mean, look, the point is they're there fighting for their country. And I admire that. The people are fighting for their home. Which brings me to one question for you.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What? No, I'm not going to be a boxer because I don't like getting hit in the face.
All right. So America's going to be invaded by,
if you hit me in my face, then I'm going to do whatever I feel necessary to get satisfaction. So damn the gloves.
America gets invaded by, like, I don't know, Canada.
Oh, like that red, what is it, Red Dawn?
Oh, Red Dawn, yes. Like the Chinese, the hunt for red
coming in.
Yeah.
And, like with the parachute?
Yeah, so we're invaded. You know, some people flee, some people stay. Do you stay to fight?
To fight?
Yeah.
The invaders?
Yeah.
With all of my paramilitary training?
I mean, no.
Again, this is not like... Coach Carter, Call of Duty version. They're not going to be like, all right, get your best four against our, you know, United Nations invasions. Play to 11 for your freedom.
It wouldn't be like a 20-on-20?
Well, if it would, then America is safe.
A 3-on-3? 3-versus-3?
That's fine. We see how basketball goes in the Olympics. Match. They're not going to do that.
Oh, okay.
If anything, they'll challenge us to, like, I don't know, gymnastics or something. We're not doing well there.
But no, I mean, like, if it was an all-out war, like, you know. Would you like pick up arms if they were like, hey,
to my house war? Like, yes, I'm not gonna go look for a fight though.
No,
like, why would I leave the safety of my home to go dodge bullets?
No.
I don't have superpowers, man.
I don't mean leaving your home. I mean, if America was handing out rifles, right? And they were like,
I'm gonna go get one if we're at war and take it back home in case someone comes to my house.
Right. And look, all they want you is for you to defend. They're not drafting you per se.
Of course I'm gonna defend my house. We're not at war. I'm gonna do that today. Let one of these uppity crackheads come down here talking too loud, and you will see all sorts of great defense.
I can imagine that. Oh, you do have some uppity crackheads down there. Yeah, no,
everybody does these days.
Yeah, no, they do. They're everywhere.
We all broke.
No, it's cool.
Everybody is two paychecks away from being an uppity crackhead.
Yeah, especially if we
were. I don't know why when you become poor, though, you pick up a drug habit because it's expensive. So you would think.
Well, you pick up a lower version of the drug habit.
I mean, you would think they would just pick up obesity.
Poor people do crack.
From eating dollar cheeseburgers all the time.
Poor people do crack. rich people do cocaine.
Right.
Right.
But if they didn't do crack, then they could probably live in a house.
Yeah, but then they wouldn't have crack.
Right, but they could have cheeseburgers.
But they want crack.
Cheeseburgers made from McDonald's are almost the same thing.
There goes that McDonald's sponsorship. So, yeah.
I'm not doing that to people. That's like Oprah money.
So, with the brothers fighting, it's bad for your soul. Is there any celebrities you would want fighting on the front line with you?
I don't know. Are there any celebrities that also were in the army?
Yeah, they're in the army. Oh, Wesley Snipes?
I do. If we're at war, really? What good is good acting going to do if we have to fight people?
Not all of them have to be actors. Snoop Dogg? I'd take Snoop Dogg and all of the Crips he wants to help defend the country. So we can
seawalk people to death? Snoop Dogg weighs 85 pounds.
I'm sure he can handle a gun.
And that's because he's got 15 pounds of dreadlocks.
I'm sure he can handle a gun.
Depending on what size, maybe a hand, like a 38.
I would say E-40 and the whole Snub. Federation. Wow. I would say E-40 and the whole Federation, but I feel like they just leave and flee to like Canada.
The Federation?
Yeah. What? That was the name of the group. All right? All 115 of those dudes from Oakland. The Federation.
You're going to defend America with a bunch of dudes in white tees and big collars dances.
I'm sure if they had AR-15s or whatever America was dishing out.
But you can't dance and shoot at the same time.
Why do we have to be so ignorant? Why?
Because you're picking celebrities, rappers, and athletes to defend your country. We have a whole arm. We spend so much money on defense. You can go pick the one group of people that don't have a lick of training.
I'm just saying,
the countries, we should be ready. I don't care if war happens while I'm recording now. That's the only thing we consistently spend money on. We don't care about the environment. We don't care about poor people. We don't care about the children's education. We don't care about health. None of that.
Right.
We care about army, nukes, missiles, drones. That's what we care about.
Fair.
So, no, I don't want Leonardo DiCaprio, Killer Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z, none of them.
What?
I don't want Idris. I don't care how good he played the damn detective. I don't know. Well, maybe The Rock. He's big as hell. You just put him in the front and they might leave the whole country. Just send him to a meeting. Yeah.
Right.
He's our president.
He just glares at
all our negotiating. Show him the tattoo. Yeah, I don't know. It's a big bull because he don't take no him. You got to talk to The Rock.
Yeah. No.
And he would, yeah.
No, I don't know.
He would just tell a dad joke and then
everyone would laugh.
Start singing the Maui song. We'd be invaded by lunchtime. Oh, God.
I can't do that.
He's too nice.
He is very nice.
I'd never tell him that. I would tell Mike Tyson to tell him that. That's how I would. Hey, Mike.
You don't want Mike Tyson on the front line with you?
I want him on the front line, not with me. I will be at home. I am not a warrior. I'm not a soldier. I am a family man.
No, I got you, but like, you know, the airport.
You want me to be a warrior and a soldier? Bring some nonsense to my front door.
I'm just saying.
Then I got all the warrior and soldier you want.
According to Red Dawn, paratroopers are falling in. So like.
Right. So then I'm going to go, I guess, to the, what is it, Urban League, get my government issued rifle and shoot them out of the sky and go back in my house. I'm not going to be like, all right, well, now it's time for me to go find the fight and, you know, put my life more at risk. Clearly, it's already at risk at home. Why would I go increase that? I got babies. You keep forgetting the babies.
Right. No. Oh, that's right. That's true. No, I don't forget. I just...
If I didn't have babies, well, then I would just leave.
Right. You would
but
just...
I can't leave. I'm not trying to travel with children that don't... We can't get through the mall without an emergency, without, you know, some sort of catastrophe, somebody wandering off, asking for pretzels, and there'd be a war. They got to go pee. I'm trying to flee the country. We're taking potty breaks every 7 minutes. I forgot my shoes.
I see.
We can't leave the country in Crocs and one sock. Now we got to go back home. We didn't bring any snacks. We get 5 minutes down the road. We're out of applesauce.
I got you, man. I got you. There's no
the water's room temperature. Right. I'm thirsty. I don't want that. You said you were thirsty. You. Drink
it's,
water.
It's okay, man.
I don't want water. Well, you said you were thirsty. I want apple juice. We are fleeing the country. All I have is this canteen. Well, I don't want to go.
We are at war. We have to go.
I got you. Man, if you would like more scenarios like that, please check out Dad's Corner.
So what you do is you send a rock and a 5-year-old to do all the negotiating. There'd never be a war. They'd just go. They'd kill themselves. They'd be fetching applesauce and making macaroni and cheese,
right?
And trying to figure out how to genetically engineer someone the same size as a rock all at the same time.
Right.
It would bankrupt the whole country and drive the government insane. Get a 5-year-old and the rock. Solve all the problems.
Well, shout out to the situation out there. Shout out to Ukraine. Oh, no, wait. That's not a shout out. Shout out to Ukraine. Hope they win.
Are you suggesting they hire the rock?
I don't know. You know, the president's pretty badass, though. I will say that.
Biden?
No, not President O'Biden. I'm talking about
this fool called him O'Biden. Is he Russian or Irish?
President O'Biden?
Is he Irish?
Well, he's like Obama, but Biden.
Oh.
President O'Biden. You like
that? That's unfortunate for Obama. I don't know if I'd sign off on that one. Like, well,
President Zelensky, the Ukrainian president. Real quick. So I think America called him and was like, yo, man, your country's getting invaded. Do you need a plane out of there? He's like, I hope they
didn't call him recently. I'm pretty sure he knew that already.
He said,
I'd be real pissed if I was the president of the Ukraine and the United States. Hey, you're getting invaded. Like, no. Like, what the
fuck? His response was, I don't need a plane. I need bullets.
Because hurry up, run. The dope fiend pulled back a spanking shot. Did we send him a shotgun?
Go ahead and land the plane.
That's why was the song. I thought you were singing a song.
No, that's not what I was singing, but I got you. No, you were on the same page. No, it's
okay. I thought you liked him because he listened to Slick. He liked hip hop. They were playing gangster rap in the one tank they have defending the whole country.
They have more than one.
They got like 7. You're right. I'm sorry.
They got like drones and stuff. They've been actually.
They're 12 of them.
They're probably going to win. I think they're going to be winning. I don't know.
This is the Alamo, man.
It's
a losing battle.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. It's a numbers thing. Like, well, good luck to the Ukraine, I suppose. I wonder if there's anyone that supports Russia. Wonder who Trump supporters want to win. History would say Russia, right? Because aren't they friends? I wonder if this is a whole. Oh, that's not good. Oh, boy. The conspiracy people probably having a good old time with this mess. I forgot about how they ruined the last. Oh, geez. Yeah, go Ukraine. I hate Russia. They broke Facebook. Forget them. Facebook owns Instagram, and it's the only social media I understand at this point in my old age. So Russia can go suck an egg. It's a family show, so you know I can't tell them how I really feel. But the Ukraine can, apparently. They made the news lady. She was like, they said to go F yourself. It was great. She really, I guess she was doing them a solid by giving them the F. That was awesome, I guess. Well, not really, because they're dead now. So, hire the rock so you don't have to go to war. Or now, you know what the moral of this story is? Hire specialists to do specialized jobs, right? This is how we got the mess with the stupid pandemic. We didn't listen to scientists whose job it is to study, you know, pandemics or epidemics or whatever. You know, you got epidemiologists. You have people who go to school their whole lives to study this. And we're like, yeah, nah, whatever. You don't know what you're talking about. The internet, they know. And this crazy old rich dude that accidentally became president. That's who knows. Not the people who spent their lives, you know, studying. So if you're at war, use your army. Don't hire celebrities. Don't get athletes. Pick the people that are, you know, supposed to do the job. Because that's what they're supposed to do. And when it's time to do it, listen, like it doesn't make sense to have people spend all this time specializing in something. And then when it comes time for them, it's like it's their one moment to utilize this random skill that they have perfect. Now, you know what? Never mind. We're going to trust this Google search. Forget your, you know, lifetime of studying. Who cares that you devoted your life? I like this Google. This result, I think, is good. it aligns with how I felt already anyway, and what you're saying doesn't. So I'm gonna go what makes me feel better, regardless, you know, as opposed to what may actually be the case. So that's the lesson here. Go with the facts. But you know, good luck to the Ukraine. Maybe we'll send them some hoodies. Cause it's cold. I know that it's cold over there, and these hoodies are lined with whatever hoodies are lined with. I don't know. I don't make them. But I know that they're warm because I have several of them and I wear them and they keep me warm. They also keep me out of war. So, you know, maybe put them on and stay home. I'm not going to war. I'm not fighting for nobody, but the people to eat cereal out of my cabinet. That's who I fight for. So you want to see me fight, and you have to come to my house. And I'm not going to tell you where I live. And I might not answer the door because I be sleep a lot. Sleeping so I can work, working so I can sleep. I don't have time for your wars. I don't. I really don't. So, but good luck if that's what you're into. I know there are plenty of people that are. I'm just not. But Russia, boy, I forgot about them. That's not good. That is not good. I got the solution though. So just, you know, keep listening. I gotta get a little Russian listener. I only got France, and they're not so good at war. I appreciate your support, though. You guys do wonderful things with the potato. I guess I should go. Do they have Target in France? Or the Ukraine for that? If they could get Target to sponsor the Ukraine, then they would win the war. Or they'd be well-dressed and well-fed while losing. Telling you, man, Target, even Walmart. No, because then all their supplies would fall apart. And they would have terrible customer service. And they'd have to fight the people delivering them. And yeah, no, not Walmart. You know what? Somebody told me that it was time for me to go. So I'll see you guys later. Bye. Can I turn this thing off? The damn computer went to sleep. Clearly, I've been talking for too long. That is how you know you've been running your mouth, when your computer's like, hey, shut up, I'm going to sleep.